Andrew Naves, one of the community leaders of the emerging Black Indigenous People of Color Alliance of Larimer County, shared at last week's rally that it's time for white folks to embrace the discomfort of having conversations about race, specifically with other white folks. For those of us that are white, talking about race and whiteness can feel really uncomfortable and awkward. We're afraid to screw it up. We want to do the right thing. We avoid conflict. We're used to no one speaking up about race in groups of all white people, all of which are actually symptoms of white supremacy culture, including the culture of silence around race in white spaces. Those of us that are white might be waiting to be in spaces with people of color before talking about race. But what many leaders of color have asked of white folks committed to anti-racism is that we start by talking to our white friends, our white neighbors, and our white family members. So to my white beloveds, as we unleash courageous love in our neighborhoods, it's time to practice having some awkward conversations about race and embracing the discomfort and building community along the way. I'm going to start by offering us three scenarios. The first scenario is when you see a Black Lives Matter sign in a neighbor's yard. This offers a perfect opportunity to introduce yourself, physically distanced, to a neighbor and open up awkwardly a conversation about race. It so happens that my neighbor, who lives next door, has such a sign. And if going outside your home right now is a choice that doesn't feel possible, I encourage you to reach out to your network in a way that does make sense for you in your life right now. Probably like many of you, even though I've lived next door to Amy and Noah and their kids for over a year, we've never had more than a hello in the driveway kind of a conversation, even though we literally are neighbors. So now seems like a good time to try to go a little bit deeper.
Okay, on our way over. Amy, what's it been like just to sort of try to have this conversation as a family in your house?
We talk a lot about what Black Lives Matter mean, why it's taking on a new life of its own right now. We have a lot of those conversations. I think some of them are hard. Talking about police brutality is a really challenging topic. It's a challenging topic as a white person raising white kids because we don't experience the police in the same way. And it's challenging because it's violent.
And it sounds like, Leo, you went to a protest last week?
Yeah.
How was that?
Was it different or similar than you thought it would be?
There was more chanting than I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
We kneeled for the time that the police had put down George Floyd.
Thank you to Amy and Leo and Charlotte for having this conversation with me. It was beautiful and robust. Okay, the second scenario is opening up a conversation about race with a family member at the dinner table who understands that racism exists but doesn't think it has anything to do with them. Before, as a white person, you enter into awkward conversations about race with other white people where there might be disagreement, it's good to start by checking your intentions. The goal is not to win or to change someone's mind in one conversation, but to speak to someone's heart from your heart and to slowly break the culture of silence around race with other white folks in our homes, in our neighborhoods, in our communities, one conversation at a time. You'll see my partner Andy and I doing a little role playing.
I was wondering what you've been thinking about all the stuff that's been going on in the news across the country and even locally, a lot of like the protests and stuff. And I've just been thinking a lot about it and wondered what you kind of been thinking about it too. Wondered if we could just maybe have a conversation about race.
It really is that simple. It feels awkward or uncomfortable to bring up a conversation about race as a white person with another white person because we're so not used to doing it.
Okay, sure. I'm noticing my own feelings.
Tip. Sticking with I statements, your personal experience, and what you feel are some of the best ingredients for opening up these conversations.
And wonder what you think and feel about it.
Tip. In order to keep the other person engaged in the conversation, ask open and honest questions. Stay curious about their perspective.
I mean, yeah, I think it's terrible what's happening in Minneapolis, in New York. I'm really glad there's nothing like that that happens in our community.
There is racism. That's a problem here. I know something that I'm learning about being white.
Tip. Share from a place of vulnerability. Share about your own process of learning and unlearning as you're coming to understand your own whiteness. All of us are learning. No one has arrived.
I know I'm treated differently at work as a white body compared to the people that are other than white, you know?
And so on. Who knows where this conversation will go, but it's a beginning, a stepping stone to ongoing conversations about race, slow and steady. Okay, our third and final scenario, scenario three, opening up a conversation with a close friend or family member who responds to every thread about Black Lives Matter with All Lives Matter.
I noticed online today that you had a post that says all lives matter, and I wanted to talk to you about that. I wondered if now is a good time.
Tip. Bring up a specific thing that you want to talk about and ask if now is a good time to talk about it. Getting the other person's consent to have a conversation is a great way to start things off. And if they say no, you can try another time.
Sure. Yeah.
I saw that. It made me feel really discouraged.
Again, Andy grounds the sharing in I statements and their personal experience of seeing the post.
It sounds like you're being oversensitive. I think that we have equal rights and equal opportunity for all people, so I don't see why one group should be getting such special attention.
Okay. Here is a good time to pause and take a breath. In general, it's good to have a plan for if or when you'll get upset or overwhelmed. Will you pause the conversation? Breathe, express your emotion.
Okay, I'm gonna take a couple really deep breaths. Well, some of the things you're saying are making me feel really frustrated and like making me feel like you're not hearing me.
And maybe the conversation ends there for the moment. It might not feel groundbreaking, but it is a crack in the silence and a really important first step. If at any point in these awkward conversations about race with other white folks, you're feeling like you kind of are at your limit for the moment, it's completely fine to say, can we take a break and talk about this later? I really appreciate all you've shared and I look forward to talking more soon. And remember, building relationship and building community just is sometimes awkward, especially at the beginning. It's just a part of it. But it's always worth it, every single time.